Hello, it's the English program, 29th of November and everything. So, almost Christmas, not quite though. Well, we're about to go into December. I think as of December the 1st, which I think is Thursday, I think that's when everything is going to start. I mean, I've tried to resist, been difficult. Here we have a Christmas movie channel, which started broadcasting sometime back in October, I think. I've watched a few Christmas movies, but I'm trying to wait until December. I think if you start too soon, you just can't, you know, when Christmas comes, you can't really enjoy it because you've had it for 4 weeks already. So I'm doing my best. It's not easy because I am a big fan of Christmas, actually. But this program is all about happiness and how you can be happy. We were saying yesterday about you just have to get the basic idea of how you're supposed to live your life and enjoy life and enjoy every moment. If you're invited to go for a coffee with some friends and you're thinking, oh no, I wanted to stay in tonight and watch television. Now I've got to go out for a drink in the cold with my friends. That's not really the attitude, is it? The attitude is, yes, of course, I'd love to go for a drink, even if it is a little bit inconvenient, because they're your friends. Or, you know, whoever it is who invites you, someone from your family or someone from work, you just have to try to take every moment, every opportunity and enjoy it. You will look back and you'll think, oh, I'm glad I did that. Hopefully, anyway. May not always happen. But nonetheless, this is what you have to strive for. The secret of being happy. Now, you have to accept where you are in your life at the moment and make the most out of everything. Every little thing that happens, make the most. You may not be where you were hoping you'd be at the age that you are now, but you are where you are. Now, you can still have dreams. You can still think about the future and plans and whatever. You can still attempt to do those things. But the point is, enjoy now. Don't keep on putting things off and saying, well, I'll enjoy this next year when I'm in a better financial position or whatever. You have to do it now. And then if you apply that to different situations, you can apply it to Christmas, you can apply it to the holidays, whatever it is, you'll start to realize that you can, once you get this idea, you can apply it to anything. And the best way to enjoy life or your holidays or family events or Christmas or whatever it is, it's the same idea, the same principle. You just have to enjoy the moments as they happen. The reason why it's so important to think about Christmas now and be prepared for Christmas is precisely what I was saying yesterday, which is that you can practice this all throughout the year. And sometimes you'll be successful, sometimes not. The point is, Christmas is only here once a year. So you have to make that extra special effort. So, you know, things like, it's not what I've got, it's how much I enjoy that's important. Forgetting about material possessions and all of that. Well, that can apply any time of year. But it's particularly important to do it at Christmas because once it's January, once Christmas is gone, that's it. You've got a whole year to wait before you can do it again. So all the things I was mentioning about eating, or for that matter, making with the family, making some homemade mince pies, or helping with the Christmas dinner, or helping with the family decorating the house or the Christmas tree, or going to get the Christmas tree. All these little things, when the moment's there, you're thinking, oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, I'll do it next time. Do it. If you possibly can, do it. Take part, enjoy, be with your friends and family. Be very generous, not with money, but with your time.